The singing grew louder as they approached the church. It made Harry's throat constrict. It reminded him so forcefully of Hogwarts, of Peeves bellowing rude versions of carols from inside suits of armor, of the Great Hall's 12 Christmas trees, of Dumbledore wearing a bonnet he had won in a cracker, of Ron in a hand-knitted sweater. There was a kissing gate at the entrance to the graveyard. Hermione pushed it open as quietly as possible, and they edged through it. On either side of the slippery path to the church doors, the snow lay deep and untouched. They moved off through the snow, carving deep trenches behind them as they walked around the building, keeping to the shadows beneath the brilliant windows. Behind the church, row upon row of snowy tombstones protruded from a blanket of pale blue that was flecked with dazzling red, gold, and green wherever the reflections from the stained glass hit the snow. Keeping his hand closed tightly on the wand in his jacket pocket, Harry moved toward the nearest grave.
"Look at this. It's an abbot. Could be some long-lost relation of Hannah's. Keep your voice down,"
Hermione begged him. They waded deeper and deeper into the graveyard, gouging dark tracks into the snow behind them, stooping to peer at the words on old headstones, every now and then squinting into the surrounding darkness to make absolutely sure that they were unaccompanied.
"Harry, here!"
Hermione was two rows of tombstones away. He had to wade back to her, his heart positively banging in his chest.
"Is it?" "No, but look."
She pointed to the dark stone. Harry stooped down and saw, upon the frozen lichen-spotted granite, the words Kendra Dumbledore and, a short way below her dates of birth and death, and her daughter Ariana. There was also a quotation. "Where your treasure is, there will your heart be also." So Rita Skeeter and Muriel had got some of their facts right. The Dumbledore family had indeed lived here, and part of it had died here. Seeing the grave was worse than hearing about it. Harry could not help thinking that he and Dumbledore both had deep roots in this graveyard, and that Dumbledore ought to have told him so, yet he had never thought to share the connection. They could have visited the place together. For a moment, Harry imagined coming here with Dumbledore, of what a bond that would have been, of how much it would have meant to him. But it seemed that to Dumbledore, the fact that their families lay side by side in the same graveyard had been an unimportant coincidence, irrelevant perhaps to the job he wanted Harry to do. Hermione was looking at Harry, and he was glad that his face was hidden in shadow. He read the words on the tombstone again. "Where your treasure is, there will your heart be also." He did not understand what these words meant. Surely Dumbledore had chosen them as the eldest member of the family once his mother had died.
"Are you sure he never mentioned?"
Hermione began.
"No,"
said Harry curtly, then,
"Let's keep looking."
And he turned away, wishing he had not seen the stone. He did not want his excited trepidation tainted with resentment.
"Here!"
cried Hermione again a few moments later from out of the darkness.
"Oh no, sorry. I thought it said Potter."
She was rubbing at a crumbling, mossy stone, gazing down at it, a little frown on her face.
"Harry, come back a moment."
He did not want to be sidetracked again, and only grudgingly made his way back through the snow toward her.
"What? Look at this."
The grave was extremely old, weathered so that Harry could hardly make out the name. Hermione showed him the symbol beneath it.
"Harry, that's the mark in the book."
He peered at the place she indicated. The stone was so worn that it was hard to make out what was engraved there, though there did seem to be a triangular mark beneath the nearly illegible name.
"Yeah, it could be,"